The Church in a Hostile World. This week we shall study the rest of Revelation 8. Starting with verse 2. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. We have followed the seven churches. We have followed the seven seals. Now we are dealing with the seven trumpets. And we are entering an area of considerable complexity. And I think the last word, as our Sabbath school lesson indicates, has not been written or said. We've got to continue studying. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God. To them were given seven trumpets. A trumpet calls Israel to worship, or to war, or to penitence, or to victory round Jericho, or the trumpets of the 300 of Gideon over the Midianites. So keep the idea of the challenging call of a trumpet. Another angel came and stood at the altar. Now here is the sanctuary again. We've seen the seven-branch candlestick. We have seen the door open in heaven. Now we see the altar. And this altar, since it's associated with the golden censer, is the altar in the holy place. And there was given to him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of the saints, or as the margin says, add it to the prayers of the saints. Incense represents the merits and intercession of Jesus Christ, which when added to the prayers of the saints, make them fragrant and acceptable before God. Incense is not prayer on the part of the human being, but the merits and intercession of Jesus Christ, which should be added to the prayers. And so John the Baptist's father, Zechariah, was offering incense while the people outside were praying. And here, incense is being presented at the golden altar in the sanctuary in heaven, in addition to the prayers of God's people, his saints, of all saints, on the golden altar which is before the throne. What is a saint? Psalm 50 and verse 5. A saint is a man or a woman or a child who has entered into a new covenant relationship with Jesus Christ through the blood of Christ. They've made a covenant with me by sacrifice. So the saints who have entered into the new covenant relationship still continue to pray. And the work of intercession, of mediation, of adding the merits of Christ to their prayers, is continuing in the golden altar before the throne of God. There's work going on the throne of God. We've seen that in Revelation 4 and 5. And there is work going on in the holy place on the golden altar that is before the throne. So while the most holy throne work is going on, the holy intercessory work is still going on. And the smoke of the incense, with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hands. So, while all this is going on in heaven, while the seven churches are winding down, while the seven seals are being broken, while the angels of strife are holding back the winds of strife, while the signs are fulfilling, while the servants of God are being sealed in their foreheads and in their hands, the saints of God are still praying. They never stop praying, and Christ never stops interceding for them. But then he sees, verse 5, the angel take the censer and fill it with the fire of the altar. Now this fire of the altar is the brazen altar. That's where the fires were taken. And cast it into the earth. Now, when the censer was cast into the earth, that meant that intercession had stopped. That the merits and intercession of Jesus Christ were no longer rising as fragrant incense before the throne of God. So there comes a time, according to verse 5, when intercession will cease. And then there are voices and thunderings and lightnings and earthquakes. When we see this in the 16th and other chapters, it declares the day and hour of Christ's coming. And when this happened, the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. So in the chronological sequence, the seven trumpets seem to follow the declaration that intercession is going to cease. This is the picture. The seventh, first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood. And the trees were burned, and the grass was burned. The second angel sounded, and a great mountain of fire was cast into the sea, and the sea became blood. And the third part of the creatures died. Ships were destroyed. And when the third angel sounded, there fell a great star from heaven, like a lamp, on the rivers and fountains of waters. The name of the star is Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood. And many died. And the fourth angel sounded, the sun was smitten, and the stars, and it shone not for the third part. And I heard an angel flying from heaven saying, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the voice of the trumpet, the three angels which are yet to come. Now, as the lesson indicated, Adventists, Uriah Smith, Daniel Revelation, the seer of Patmos, Spicer, Anderson, have all applied these seven trumpets primarily to the attacks made against the Roman Empire. The first four that we have just read briefly attacked the empire in the West, destroyed Rome. The next three that we shall consider next week attacked the empire in the East, and destroyed it. And when the empire in the West had been destroyed by the four attacking powers, the way was opened for the rise of the little horn. And when the empire in the East had been destroyed by the trumpets, then the way was opened for the proclamation of the gospel in a very powerful way. There are those who believe this, and I have some confidence in it. There is a remarkable parallel between the plagues and the trumpets. Ellen White has said, as you will find in Adventist Commentary, Volume 7, trumpet after trumpet was sounding and plague after plague was falling, as if the two went together. Now the solution of this mystery is beyond me. I don't know whether there's a double application of the trumpets or whether there is a solo application of the trumpets. What I do know is that the trumpets, the first four trumpets, are connected in verses 5 and 6 with the close of probation. And when the close of probation comes, the vials or plagues are being poured out, and they are very parallel to these. Now, the purpose of the plagues was to restrain the powers of evil. If you look at Ezekiel 38 and 39, God declares to Gog and Magog, which is Satan and his family, according to Revelation 20, that he will hold them back with a six-pronged hex dent. He will pull them back. When probation closes, Satan and his evil angels and evil people will be free to do what they want. And this world will be plunged in a condition such as it has never seen. God is going to use the plagues, as the margin of Ezekiel 39 tells us, to hold back the wicked powers that are seeking to destroy them. And so as we think of the trumpets in chapter 8, we see that one day probation will be closed, but God has means to sustain and save his faithful people.